All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi'en Shekhlech from the Intlakempnech territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm solo here today, but we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. It's the subject is Women's History Month, and we're going to talk to some of our guests, our co-hosts that come in from time to time. And we have some special music coming up. We have a song dedicated to Mbubi Ishkin, a chief warrior from down California. He's Intlakempnech and very important, and just a special person. He's my brother. And so this song is dedicated to him. It's The Who, and the song is called This Is Mongol. And that's from our cousins across the little pond, the Mongolian people. We really appreciate them. And also coming up next, we're going to have some music from some pretty famous, inspirational women vocalists known throughout the world. We have Janis Joplin, we have Celine Dion, we have the Bucketheads, and hopefully we can get some Justin Brave going on here too. So stay tuned. We're going to get this show started with The Who. So listen and enjoy. Woo, man, those guys get me fired up. All right, we're back, and that was The Who. This is Mongol, and we have our brother Wegdesk on the line from Ottawa. And how are you doing, bro?
Talk Notch, Eagle Nation, thank you so much for having me on again. It's a real pleasure that we get to share our love and appreciation and wisdom with the world. So thank you so much for having me on today.
All right. It's a big honor and pleasure to have you on. And we're
thank
always
you.
Looking forward to having you on and helping us get our breathing done. So let's get it started with some breathing. Can you please lead us through that?
Absolutely, folks. Let's do three good deep breaths. And I really want to emphasize two emotional polarities that we're going to have. As we're breathing in, we're going to imagine you're receiving all of the beautiful things in the world, happiness, health, abundance, money, power, all the good things are coming into you so easily as the air comes into our body. And then when our lungs are nice and full, we're just going to release everything. There's no intention in the release. It's just letting go so that we can cleanse our palate, okay? So let's relax our jaw. Let's relax our lips, our shoulders, our bellies, wherever you're feeling pain, give it a little attention and relax it. And let's do these good three deep breaths in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Cool.
Yeah,
cool,
yeah.
Indeed.
Just can feel all the tingling going into my blood system, everything. The oxygen hitting my brain. Just always amazing. Very wonderful way to start our show. And so we're going to carry on. We have our subject, which is on Women's History Month. And we'd love to hear from you on that.
Wow. Hey, Women's History Month. I'm thinking maybe like Women's History Year or Women's History Decade or Century is more appropriate for how much we all owe the women of the world.
That's absolutely true.
There's not one person, there's not one body that didn't come here through a woman and the magical power that they have to take our seed and create such incredible and diverse, complicated and miraculous life. So I have nothing but good things, support, appreciation, and love for every woman out there, especially my mother, Sui Gorup. She is the strongest woman I know, and without her, there is no way that I would be in a position to provide the immense services that I've been able to give to my community. So thank you so much to my mother and to all the mothers out there for everything that you do. And what really stands out to me about mothers is their unconditional love. A mother will love their child no matter what, even sometimes to a fault. But I do believe that as humans, we represent different characteristics of the overall universe. And the fact that women and mothers have that unconditional love is such a special and miraculous, and I mean obviously a much needed thing, because I know me as a man, I have to say honestly, most of my love is conditional. If it's not serving a purpose and providing love back and all these other things, then I'm willing to let that love go. I can cut that off. But the women are willing to endure and love no matter what. So I've got to take my hat off to the women. Thank you so much again for everything that you do. And Chief, thank you for picking another amazing topic to talk about.
Yes, I believe it's so important to, you know, acknowledge and respect and pass all this love back to the beautiful women in the world. All the grandmothers, great-grandmothers, the grandmothers, the mothers, the sisters, the aunties, the nieces, the girlfriends, the wives, all these women in our lives, they're so special, they're so important. They give us a lot of nurturing. They give us a lot of attention, affection. And it's so important. It's so healthy for us to receive that. And it helps us to become strong for who we become and became. It's the only reason why most of us are still alive here. And it's the only reason that any of us are alive is because of all our mothers out there that have carried us for 9 months and brought us into this world. And as you said, gave us that unconditional love. And mm-hmm. for me, I've received it from my great-grandmother and my auntie and my mother and my grandmother. And all these people are the ones that really like helped me grow as a person and become who I became. And I just want to acknowledge them all out there. And I send them all my love and my appreciation. And it's just a special thing that we're able to come on here live and spread it out throughout the whole world. All our listeners from, you know, Australia, Germany, India, Russia, China, all the continents of the world, all the corners. You know, it's just a special thing to have all these people listening in and growing together with us, making this place a better world and a better place. And it's just special. And I really appreciate you coming on to our show live all the time and sharing everything that's in your heart and mind and giving us some of that wisdom. And it just really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Thank you to you and all the listeners. And before I go, I want to share an idea with you that came up with me recently and does come up frequently as I do trauma transformation to beneficiary work with myself and others. And that is that as we grow up, we accumulate plenty of reasons to hold grudges or negative judgments against our mothers and fathers because they're not perfect. And as young people, we can be, you know, hurt by them extra because that's my mom, that's my dad. They should be treating me perfect, but it doesn't happen. And so what I really encourage people to do is to look for that perfect version of the mother and of the father inside of them. I really do believe that every person is animated by an angelic source, and then the layers of the world and dysfunction and trauma can be layered quite heavily on some. And it's through those traumas and, you know, dysfunctions that the bad actions come out. And if we focus on those bad actions and hold emotionally and judgmental-wise against our mother and father, it really plagues our internal energy systems, because I am the creation of my mother and father. So if I think my father's a bad guy or my mother's a bad woman, then I myself have to be a bad woman. From the third person's perspective, the objective perspective, I'm not entitled to all the amazing things that a person is who has a perfect mother and father. So I really encourage everybody to open their hearts up and open up their mind's eye to that perfect mother and the perfect father that is inside of all of us. Mm-hmm. And that to connect with that and to, you know, be there with it is very, very helpful, healing, and empowering for everybody.
Beautiful and wonderful. And that's what we should all strive to be. We should strive to be that perfect mother. We should strive to be that perfect father and become that. And that's how we change this world. That's how we make this whole world and universe beautiful and strong. And we like to empower people that, you know, you have it within yourselves. We all do.
That's right.
And
absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely, bro.
Yeah, so we thank you for coming on and joining us, and we'll have to say bye for now, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again soon, and welcome you back over to this side of the country.
Yeah, buddy, thank you so much. All the best to you, everybody in Eagle Nation, at the radio station, and lots of love, guys. Bye for now.
Yeah, peace. Lots of love to you too, brother. Take care. Bye for now. All right, that was Wegedesk, our brother from across the other side of the country. And yeah, just always empowering to hear and listen to him. So we're going to carry on with the show, and I'm going to dedicate this next song to Celia, the president of Minnetonka Park Association. And she was just picking up Baby Eagle, one of our buddies from Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And yeah, he has quite the story. He went missing down Mexico, and he was found, and we're just excited and happy to have him back. So welcome back, Baby Eagle, and listen to some Janis Joplin and the hero of Celia, the president of Minnetonka Park Association. So here it goes for you guys all. Everybody else out there, enjoy also. So here goes. One.
You know she tell you, all I know she told you that she loved you much, much more than I did. But I know she left you, and you swear that you just don't know why. To take your pain and all your heartaches. Always looks greener when you're looking in somebody else's yard. But honey, enough, the real thing was waiting for you at home. I saw you did. I had a man. He said, honey, honey, you know that I love you. See, but I gotta go find myself, you know, I gotta go find my life. Myself over in Africa, or over in New York City, or over in Olima. Someplace those cats are always wandered off to. I never figured out exactly where it was. They're always going somewhere, man. And I said, baby, don't you realize you're looking for your life over there, honey? You know where your life is? Your life's waiting like a goddamn fool right here for you, man. And one morning you're gonna wake up in Casablanca, one of those fancy places, honey. You're gonna be freezing to death, man. You're gonna wake up and you say, good, good Lord, good, good, good Lord. I just went off and left that woman in that great big huge double bed with a great big fur rug on top of it. No satin sheets, man. What am I doing in Casablanca, man? I mean, really, man. One of these days, that cat's gonna wake up and say that to herself. And when he comes back home, there,
Just like a Capricorn that I am, I'll be standing there waiting for me. Said, baby, I knew one day, and I knew one day to all, as you finally come on home to me. Honey, when you walk through my front door, I'm gonna be able to tell by the look in your eyes. I say, good God, that man finally done got it. Lord, that man finally done realize. So you can put your head on my shoulder, baby. Cause I know you got some more tears to shed, dear. So come on.
We're back. That was Janis Joplin, Cry Baby, and that was live. Man, what an incredible vocalist.
Mm-hmm. Pretty, absolutely.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, so we have got Conovar with us here, the music coordinator here up at CJSF, and he's got a song for us. And,
yes.
It's from Julie Fowl.
Yeah, Fowlis, I believe is her name. Yeah, and it's a song sung in Scottish Gaelic, and it means "Oh, sister, my sister," like "sister, my beloved sister." And the background of the song, the story of it, is this: a woman finds herself trapped in an other world, in the fairy kingdom, and she appeals to her sister to help rescue her.
Mm.
Yeah.
And where's her sister in the other world?
She's coming from the land of the humans into the fairy world to save her and to bring her back, kind of thing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. I was watching some of the video before.
Yeah. It's a really cool video.
Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you for the choice. And we'll play it right now for you people out there. Enjoy it. And thank you for joining us and
of course,
bringing this wonderful music to us.
Always glad to be here.
Yeah. Thank you. So enjoy the song, everyone. Julie Fowlis.
Nachtruhe laat hin, joh, alle leo, nog maar.
All right, that was Julie Fowlis. And another beautiful pick by Kanavar, our music coordinator here up at CGSF. And just really appreciate him bringing in music for us time to time. Sometimes his own special music that he makes himself. And he always brings us some beautiful, beautiful, wonderful music. And that